President Gordon Bittner Hinckley, 1910 to 2008. Gordon B. Hinckley, 15th President of the Church, passed away on January 27, 2008. He was 97 years old, the oldest man ever to serve as president, and yet he never forgot what it was like to be a child. President Hinckley was born on June 23, 1910, in Salt Lake City, Utah. As a boy, he prayed next to his bed each night. He later recalled, "jumping into my bed after I had said amen, pulling the covers up around my neck, and thinking of what I had just done in speaking to my Father in heaven in the name of his Son. I did not have a great knowledge of the gospel, but there was some kind of lingering peace and security in communing with the heavens in and through the Lord Jesus." Young Gordon was a good boy, but he wasn't perfect. Once his mother washed his mouth with soap for using a word he never used again. Gordon suffered from allergies and asthma, so his father bought a small farm in the countryside where he could breathe clean air during the summer vacation from school. Every morning, he and his brother Sherm worked hard weeding the garden, irrigating crops, picking fruit, and doing many other chores. The future prophet learned that hard work must come before the harvest. Each afternoon, the boys played, enjoying games such as jumping off haystacks and playing hide-and-seek in the corn. Each night, they slept in a wagon box under the stars. He noted that while the other stars appeared to move, the North Star held its position. "The polar star came to mean something to me," he later reported. "I recognized it as a constant in the midst of change. It was something that could always be counted on." He determined that he, too, would be trustworthy. President Hinckley served as an assistant to the Quorum of the Twelve, a member of the Quorum of the Twelve, and a counselor in the First Presidency under three presidents. He was ordained and set apart as President of the Church on March 12, 1995. As president, he traveled almost a million miles, visiting the saints all around the world. He authorized the Perpetual Education Fund so that saints could get an education. During his presidency, the Church Humanitarian Fund provided millions of dollars in aid to people around the world. President Hinckley was a happy, optimistic man who believed there was a spark of divinity within all of us, and he asked us to find it. He called on us to be grateful, smart, clean, true, humble, and prayerful. He counseled us to stand a little taller, to be strong, decent, courteous, and above all, more Christ-like. In the midst of his many duties, President Hinckley never forgot the children. He proved that he cared about you through his actions. He visited your countries, spoke to you, and shook your hands. He invited you to join him as honored guests to help lay temple cornerstones. We know that you loved President Hinckley, and this good, kind man loved you every bit as much as you loved him. His life will always be a shining example for you to follow. End of article. President Gordon Bittner Hinckley.